You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. One person leads to the next person, and that's the way The Mark White Show goes, is someone hears a story, they're a friend of someone, and they want to share that with me. This happened when Kayla Chapman shared with me about Hannah Arndt, and Jalen Branford agreed to come on the show because we want to try to help Hannah, who's also known as Sunshine during this time, help the family. And Jalen, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And what Hannah's going through goes all the way back to 2022 in December, right?
Yes. A couple days before Christmas.
Tell listeners exactly what happened to Hannah.
So she was at work and she just collapsed. She went into a full cardiac arrest, and we got the phone call and we rushed to the hospital, and paramedics, they got her to the hospital, and they did everything that they could do for her within 20 minutes of getting her to the hospital. That's how quick they worked. But still to this day, we have no clue what caused her to go full cardiac arrest. She's still a mystery. So we have no clue really what happened.
What is her current prognosis?
Well, she has surpassed everything that the doctors thought that she was ever going to be able to do. They basically had told us they were going to treat her as if she has an anoxic brain injury, and that is where your brain goes an extended period of time without oxygen, which it took the ambulance 10 minutes to get to her, which she was getting CPR during this time and stuff. We don't know how well it was. So with that, they told us, you know, she could just be in a vegetative state for the rest of her life. And this was a few weeks ago. They said the state that she was in might be the best that she was going to get. Well, during this time, a preacher contacted me, and he's like, I feel the need to go and pray over Hannah. He said, I think good things are going to start happening after I do that. So he went and visited Hannah, and it was literally like a day and a half later. She started turning her head when they were saying, Hannah, look at me on this side, and she was starting to turn her head. And then within a couple of days after that, she actually started talking. And she has, you know, she remembers us. She can call us all by name. And so they're hoping now, since she is awake and talking and everything, that to get her in a rehab center to further her care and to hopefully get her back to how she was before this tragic accident happened.
So Hannah was even able to talk to her boyfriend and tell Clint that she loved him.
Yes, she tells us everything. She talks about her family, her dog. She tells us she loves us every single day. She thanks the nurses for coming in there and taking care of her. She tells us when she's thirsty, when she's hungry, which she can't eat anything right now. So it's kind of hard, bless it, that we can't give her anything to eat and stuff. But yeah, she knows so much. She asks about like all her friends, her family. So it's just a miracle from what they had told us, you know, she might be in a vegetative state, to now that she's talking and can remember everything.
What Kayla had sent me was a post that Rick Carley had made about Hannah, and he talked about what a light she was. I like to get that directly from the people who know her best. What is this personality, this sunshine that Rick is referring to?
So she's one of those people that no matter what type of day that she's having, she is going to do anything to make you smile. She's always dancing and laughing. And if you're upset, she's going to do whatever she can to cheer you up. And she just goes out of her way to, you know, help whoever. She would literally give the shirt off her back to help anyone. She's always making cookies for her friends at work. And I mean, everybody just loves her. She's just a light to be around. And I mean, she's just got that upbeat personality that shines. And it's obviously made a huge impact on everyone that she's been around, because this has hit the town that, you know, we're from, and where her restaurant that she works at, everybody's saying it's not the same without her.
I was just going to ask about that, because she works at 50 Taters Restaurant in Scottsboro, and her work family, I'm sure, are very concerned about her situation, to go from her being okay doing her job to going through this. What an extreme change for all the people that Hannah knows and loves.
Yes. It even impacted the ambulance team and stuff so much, because they go in there and eat, the fire department, ambulance and stuff. That's a really popular spot. And the night that it happened, they actually wanted to med flight her to Huntsville, but it was when that big winter storm came through and the wind conditions were bad. But the flight crew and the fire department, they still stayed, and they said, no matter what, we're going to follow our girl to Huntsville, because we know her and we love her, and she's such a light to us. We want to make sure she gets there and gets the best care that she can. So that just goes to show you how much of an impact that, even though they couldn't fly her, the flight crew still followed her all the way to Huntsville to make sure she got there because they care so much about her.
That is amazing. And we do appreciate our first responders and how considerate so many of them are. When it comes to our loved ones, we want them to treat them like they would their own family.
Yes. We can't thank everybody enough. Everybody, the whole community has just came together. They've prayed for us. They've hosted a prayer vigil. Everybody's reached out for food and all the donations and stuff. It means a lot. And it just goes to show how much of an impact that she's made, that everybody's just wanting to do anything and everything to bring our girl home.
Is Hannah at a point now where she realizes how much support she has?
We tell her all the time. I don't think she knows fully the extent that the impact that she's made, but every time that I tell her, I told her I was going to talk to you today, and she just said, "Wow, that's so awesome. Why me?" And I'm like, "You made such an big impact on everybody, and everybody just wants to know and learn about, you know, how much of a miracle you are." So she tells me to tell everybody thank you, and you know, she's just in awe every time that I talk to her about how much of an impact she's made.
We just don't know until we know. We don't know what we don't know, right? And then something happens and we start seeing how our community comes together. And for a special young lady like Hannah, this is amazing for you and other loved ones I know to watch.
Yes. We just want her story to hopefully encourage other people that might go through something similar or going through dark times to show that God is a miracle worker, and you know, he will get you through the bad times and the hard times, and he is still good and faithful, and he is, you know, he's the ultimate healer. No matter what the doctors can say, he is, you know, he's the one that has the last say. And as you know, Hannah has proven, you know, he's brought her through everything, and I can't wait to see, you know, what all he uses her for during this time. So we just hope that her story can, you know, brighten your day when you hear of everything that she's been through.
One of the things you mentioned was that there have been donations that have been made to Hannah and the family. Are there ways right now that listeners can contribute to help her? Because obviously if she was at work and then she's no longer at work, there are expenses that come up that she's going to have to be able to take care of, and rehab and other issues, people traveling, those things cost money too.
Yes. So on my personal Facebook, we have done a t-shirt and a sweatshirt fundraiser. We also have bracelets that we have gotten made. And then we also have a GoFundMe link. Of course, we're taking like any cash donations and stuff if people don't have GoFundMe and stuff. Because it's a lot of expenses. My grandparents are traveling back and forth an hour to see her and my mom. And then during all this, Hannah didn't have insurance when it first happened. So as you know, medical bills are going to be super expensive, but we have a GoFundMe link and those two fundraisers open. So anyone can message me or I can send you the link and you can post those if they would like to contribute. That would mean so much to me and my family.
I am happy to do that. And for people who are listening to Jaylen right now, Jaylen Branford, you can go to Jaylen Branford on Facebook. That's Jaylynn Branford, Branford. And she does have a post where it shows the GoFundMe, which is GoFundMe.com. And you can search Hannah Arendt Medical Funds, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, Arendt, A-R-N-D-T, Medical Funds. And you can support the effort through the GoFundMe as well as the t-shirt fundraiser, which now it looks like the t-shirt fundraiser is closed out. Are you still, t-shirts still available to people today?
Yes, I'm going to do another order. That was just the first round. So we're going to open up another order.
And then also bracelets are available. And you can find all that at Jaylen Branford's Facebook page. And Jaylen, we just wish Hannah all the best as she continues to improve. I'm so glad that she's taken the steps that she has from that dark December day to now to light a path for other people and to see what it means to fight through our difficulties, our challenges. What a great example that Hannah's being to so many people right now to show what we can overcome.
Yes. And I can't wait until she is better and she can thank everybody herself for all this, because I just know that she's going to get through this.
Maybe I can make a trip to Scottsboro before too long and help celebrate.
Yes. We keep telling her we're going to have a big party when she comes home, so she's looking forward to it.
That's a great idea. Jalen, thank you for joining me here on the show today to talk about Hannah Sunshine Arendt.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
When we come back, I want you to hear last Saturday's episode of Cora's Corner as she reads The Three Bears. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora is reading The Three Bears. And now, here's Cora White.
Once upon a time, three bears lived in a cottage near a wood. And in a house on the other side of the wood, a little girl lived with her parents.
One of the bears was a great big bear. One was a middle-sized bear. And one was a tiny wee bear. The girl had long golden hair, so she was called Goldilocks. One day, the three bears went for a walk while their breakfast porridge was cooling. And while they were gone, Goldilocks, who was in the wood, came to their cottage. Noticing that the door was open, she peeped in, and there she saw a table upon which were three bowls of porridge. One of the bowls was a great big bowl. One was a middle-sized bowl, and one was a tiny wee bowl. Set round the table were three chairs. One of the chairs was a great big chair. One was a middle-sized chair, and one was a tiny wee chair. Goldilocks looked this way and that way, but she saw no one. So she went to the cottage, and being hungry, she took up a great big spoon and helped herself to porridge from the great big bowl. But she quickly dropped the spoon back into the bowl, for the porridge was too hot and had burned her tongue. Then she took up a middle-sized spoon and helped herself to some porridge from the middle-sized bowl, but quickly dropped the spoon back into that bowl also, for the porridge was too cold and she did not like it. And last, she took up a tiny wee spoon and helped herself to some porridge from the tiny wee bowl. Now the porridge in the tiny wee bowl was just right, neither too hot nor too cold. So very soon Goldilocks had eaten it all up. Then, being tired, she sat down in a great big chair. But she quickly jumped up again, for the great big cushion in it was too hard. After that, she sat down in the middle-sized chair. But again, she quickly jumped up, for the middle-sized cushion in it was too soft. And the last, she sat down in the tiny wee chair, and the tiny wee cushion in the tiny wee chair was just right. Neither too hard nor too soft, so Goldilocks went on sitting upon it till the bottom of the chair fell out and the cushion with it, and she found herself sitting upon the floor. Then she looked this way and that way, and in one corner of the cottage she noticed some steep stairs. "I will go up those stairs," she said. So she went up the steep stairs and then into a little bedroom. And there she saw three beds. One of the beds was a great big bed. One was a middle-sized bed. And one was a tiny wee bed. Being sleepy, Goldilocks lay down upon the great big bed. But she quickly got up again, for the head of the great big bed was too high. Then she lay down upon the middle-sized bed, but again she quickly got up, for the foot of the middle-sized bed was too low. And last, she lay down upon the tiny wee bed. Now the tiny wee bed was just right, neither too high at the head nor too low at the foot. So very soon Goldilocks was fast asleep upon it. When she had fallen asleep, the three bears came home from their walk in the wood. First, the great big bear espied his great big spoon standing in the porridge in his great big bowl. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," roared he. And the middle-sized bear espied her middle-sized spoon standing in the porridge in her middle-sized bowl. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," growled she. And last, last, a tiny wee bear espied his tiny wee spoon standing in his empty tiny wee bowl. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," squeaked he, "and has eaten it all up." By this time, the great big bear had noticed that the great big cushion that lay in his great big chair was rumpled. "Someone has been sitting in my chair," roared he. Then the middle-sized bear noticed that the middle-sized cushion that lay in her middle-sized chair was rumpled. "Someone has been sitting in my chair," growled she. At last, the tiny wee bear noticed that the tiny wee cushion of his tiny wee chair lay upon the floor. "Someone has been sitting in my chair," squeaked he, "and has set the bottom out." The three bears looked this way and that way, but saw no one. So they went up the steep stairs in the corner and then into the bedroom. And there the great big bear immediately noticed that the bedclothes which covered his great big bed were crumpled. "Someone has been lying on my bed," roared he. And the middle-sized bear saw the bedclothes on her middle-sized bed were crumpled. "Someone has been lying on my bed," growled she. And last, the tiny wee bear saw that the bedclothes on his tiny wee bed were lying in an odd crumpled heap. "Someone has been lying on my bed," squeaked he, "and here she is." Goldilocks was very much frightened to see the three bears. For a minute she stared at them while they stared back at her. Then jumping from the tiny wee bed, the little girl darted down the stairs with her golden hair flying around her head. And the three bears were so dazzled by the brightness of her hair that they stumbled as they ran after her down the stairs. When they reached the kitchen, Goldilocks had run out of the cottage door, and when they reached the door, she was a long way off, and though they ran and ran, they did not catch her, for she had run right through the wood and was safe at home with her parents. So the three bears went back home to their cottage. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Hannah, Sunshine, Arndt, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities, not only in our country, but around the world. I want you to share The Mark White Show through Facebook, Instagram, and then follow the podcast platform wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White. Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.